Hey, Chattanooga, this is Greeny from Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1, The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1, The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. Who's the real deal in sports right now? Is it Tom Brady, Serena Williams? How about Josh Dobbs? While you debate that, try the real deal at Hardee's. For only $4, you can get a double cheeseburger, spicy chicken sandwich, small fries, and a 16-ounce Coke. Yes, all that for $4. The real deal from Hardee's, which sponsors the hotline at 648-1051 here on Press Row. And it is a pleasure to welcome in for the first time to Press Row, former Tennessee quarterback Josh Dobbs. Josh, look, you've had a successful career in the SEC. Everybody knows about your academic accomplishments and how great you are in the community. And you call our show 2 minutes early because you are so prompt. Josh, that is very impressive.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just want to make sure I get on the air at the right time. So I really thank you guys for having me on the show this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. You've performed in a combine now. We haven't. I'm sure you were coached up on what to kind of expect before you went to Indianapolis. What was the biggest adjustment or surprise that you experienced while you were there that maybe you didn't think going in?
I guess it just reconfirmed what I was expecting going to the combine. It was definitely the lack of sleep that you get throughout the weekend in Indianapolis. Maybe totaled 16 hours of sleep and got 8 the first night because I ended up getting there a day early. So eight hours of sleep over 3-4 days is a lot of fun. But, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I enjoyed every step of it, and I'm thankful that I had a productive week as well.
But you knew that going in. Is it just the you get the itinerary and there's some really early mornings that you've got to do stuff?
Of course, and there's a lot of people at the combine, and lines can get backed up. So whether it's, the breakfast line or being down at 6 a.m. or just trying to get ahead of schedule on different site testing, interviews, drug testing, that if you want to stay ahead of schedule, you have to get going, get up nice and early, and get your day started early, and then you go all day. You probably, will wake up at around 4 a.m., and you'll get back to your room at 12 midnight. So you're going all day, every day, and you wake up and you do it again the next day.
Wow. You posted some really good numbers up there. You've got the Tennessee Pro Day March 31st. What did the scouts say that you need to work on between Indianapolis and your Pro Day?
Well, I'm at the combine. I had a fantastic showing and the throwing on the Saturday and throughout the week during my interviews and interactions with various teams. So I have a lot of, visits planned and, of course, Pro Day coming up. So my goal and the same echo I've gotten from scouts is just continue to having, productive showing. So I have a very productive showing at the combine, productive showing at the Senior Bowl. So now add that to my various visits and Pro Day and just be myself in the end, and we'll see where the ball will take us at the end of April.
Josh, you've also had the honor of being selected as one of the few handful of quarterbacks to participate in that Gruden camp, which, of course, is a very popular thing leading up to the draft. John Gruden can be great on that. He'll praise you, but he'll also really critique you. What do you think he'll say going into you, and are you ready for any constructive criticism?
I'm ready for the opportunity. Now, I know he's going to talk about my success I was able to have at Tennessee, toughness I was able to show, hanging in the pocket, making throws. Of course, as he always does, he might bring out some lowlights, but in the day, all lowlights are learning opportunities. So I'm excited about the opportunity. I head down there tomorrow, and it's always great to be in the presence of Coach Gruden. He's obviously a football nut. He knows a lot about the game, and again, another opportunity to gain some knowledge from him.
You're listening to former Tennessee quarterback Josh Dobbs here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Josh, you talked about the combine. There are a couple three guys who have generated a bunch of the quarterback conversations. How do you think you fared against them? I mean, I know you believe you can compete with anyone, but I mean, Deshaun Watson, how much better is he than you, or do you believe you're right there with him?
Well, I wasn't on the same field throwing with him at the same time, and I have a lot of respect for all the other competitors that are competing against me, but when I step on the field, I feel like I'm the best at the end of the day. So I went out, had a fantastic showing. I had one ball on the ground ended up hitting a receiver in the face. So was able to look great in throwing, put up some great numbers as well in the measurables. And so, as I said, just continue to grow on that. But it was a great opportunity for me to go out, continue to show my skill set. And I know the scouts definitely looked at it highly.
Josh, what's it like to be the most recognized person on UT's campus?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I just think I'm me. I'm just, you know, Josh Dobbs, just a student athlete there pursuing, you know, engineering degree, and, you know, was a quarterback as well at the time. And so, you know, I just, you know, stay myself and be myself. But it's cool. You definitely get an opportunity to meet a lot of wonderful people, you know, including, you know, great students. From across campus, all walks of life, to different professors across campus, to different alumni that come back and give back to the great university. So it is definitely an honor to have that platform that I was able to have at the University of Tennessee, and I really enjoyed it.
Did you ever get flummoxed in some ways that you couldn't just be a regular college student? I mean, you're unbelievably polished, and we all know, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're apparently an aerospace engineering major. So, you didn't get to go like hang out and get a burger and have like a beer and everybody like say, oh, who's that guy? I mean, is it a little bit, do you wonder how the other side lived a little bit at times?
No, I wouldn't want to do it any other way. You know, I put a lot of hard work into, you know, getting that opportunity that I had at Tennessee growing up. And, you know, every day I woke up and I was thankful that I had that opportunity. I didn't want to lose it. So that's how I approached everything. Of course, you know, when you go out, you might take a couple pictures, sign a couple autographs, say hello to a couple people that are fans. And, you know, it's really an honor. It's really a privilege because not many people really get an opportunity to experience that. So, you know, it's a once in a lifetime thing that you get to experience, especially while you're at college. And, of course, you know, there might have been some long days, but I wouldn't want to trade them for the world.
I really need to know this, and you can give us the most insight this as possible. Does Butch Jones speak to you guys as players the same way he speaks to the media in just this river of overflowing coach speak and praise and all the distraction talk? Is that just the way he is?
Well, how he comes across, you know, Coach Jones is, you know, just a true guy. He has a lot of passion, one, for the University of Tennessee and the football program, and, you know, a lot of passion for us as players. And so that's how he comes across to us. And, he has a lot of slogans and different things, but if you really look into the deeper meaning of them, they all really come true in the end. When you go back and watch games, whether you come out victorious or you come out on the other end of them. So, you know, he's obviously coached a lot of football and he's been successful. So as players, we were just trying to take in as much as we can and apply it when we step on the field.
You're listening to former Tennessee quarterback Josh Dobbs here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Josh, I know Myles Garrett cut a video saying how he wanted to play for the Cowboys, and then he's like, well, I'll play for anybody. I know nobody just goes out, not many will go out and say, I've got to play for this team, and I'm not asking you that question. The question I'm asking you is, did you have a favorite NFL team when you were a kid growing up?
Yeah, growing up, of course, I'm from the Atlanta area, so you know, I grew up, I went to Falcons games growing up, you know, throughout elementary, middle school. And once I hit, you know, middle school, I really just became a fan of the game. You know, I had a couple favorite players across the league. I just watched everybody, you know, just wanted to learn more about football, understand the game even more, and just watch, you know, some of my favorite players across the league. So, of course, you know, being from Atlanta, wanted to see them pull it out in the past Super Bowl. But, of course, it was an excellent game. And it was a thrill to watch, and it was great to see, you know, Brady, of course, lead the charge and lead the comeback in the fourth quarter. So I was just a fan of the game growing up, and I definitely enjoyed watching, you know, different players from across the league.
Josh, given that you've got the unique circumstance of pursuing an athletic endeavor and pursuing what you want to do academically in your academic field, have you given a timetable of how long you want to give football a go? When will you know it's time that you want to pursue what you studied in Knoxville?
I guess the timetable is until I can't walk anymore, per se.
Okay.
I want to play football as long as I can. And I know, based on my success, at every single level, I've been successful playing football, and I know I'll be successful at the next level. So I'm excited about this opportunity, and I know, you know, it'll take me to another level. And I'm just excited, you know, for my next step, just be a professional football player where you're not splitting the day in half, 50-50, 75-25, aerospace engineering and football. You're not having to, you know, learn a playbook while you have to go to propulsion astronautics class. You can just be a professional football player. That's what I'm most excited about, this next step in my career, and I know I'll be very successful at the next level.
Josh, what was your favorite moment on the field as a Tennessee Volunteer?
There was a ton of them. But I guess if I had to pick out my favorite moment on the field was, without a doubt, you know, the Hail Mary at the end of the Georgia game to win the game. Just how crazy that game was, ups and downs throughout the game, to be away and come back and win in that fashion. You know, I've never experienced a game like that.
Now, Josh, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with just a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Ready to play.
All right. If someone stops you on the street and calls you a champion of life, are you going to smile, laugh, or get angry?
I'm going to smile and keep it walking.
Who on the Tennessee football team does the best Butch Jones impression?
Best Butch Jones impression might be Alvin, for sure. You got to get him on the show and hear. He's a funny dude.
All right. You've had a great football career, obviously a great academic career. What are you not very good at?
I don't know. I only do stuff I'm good at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll find something at some point.
Today is National Pie Day. Off the top of your head, take pie as far as you can.
Oh, gosh. You guys really tried to catch me off guard with that one. I don't have as many digits as I've had before. Of course, you know, before today, I've had a lot more practice trying to do it. So, all right, here we go. 3.14159265.48. That's all I can do right now.
That's outstanding. That's way to go. That's still outstanding. That is way to go.
All right, Josh, I asked you moments ago your favorite moment as a Tennessee Vol. What was your worst moment as a Tennessee Vol on the field?
On the field, the toughest moment was when we, you know, freshman year when we didn't make a bowl game, because not many people know what we had to do after we didn't make a bowl game. We had to play Kentucky at Kentucky Saturday. We showed up on Monday and we're doing basically winter workout. So you just came off a game. Ooh. We're squatting, you know, 10 sets of 10, 315. Just doing crazy, ridiculous workouts. And, you know, from that moment, everyone looked at each other in the eyes and said, we're never doing this again. We'll go to a bowl game until we're done playing the game of football. So, but it was a learning opportunity, and it was a chance that as a team, we're able to come, bond together, and grow as a team, and it showed throughout our improvements the next season.
On a scale from 1 to 10, Josh, how big of a distraction was the whole Jalen Hurts situation this year?
I feel like it was blown out more than, you know, it really was, you know, in-house. We had a very mentally tough team, and we had been through a lot of adversity. Of course, it was tough to see a teammate go, you know, in that fashion. But we were still focused, you know, on the task at hand. And at the end of the day, we knew whoever was in the room, that's who we will go to war with. So those guys, we all rallied together and finished up the season strong. So, of course, outside, there's a lot of distractions. It's, you know, this headline, that headline about us and the team. But at the end of the day, those distractions, those headlines really mean nothing to how you play on the field. Because at the end of the day, the only people that matter are the people in the room. And so that's how we felt, and that was our mindset moving forward.
Josh, your athletic and academic accomplishments are too long to list in a three-hour show, but we really, truly thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row in Chattanooga. You've been fantastic. Congratulations on everything you accomplished at the Combine. Best wishes for a productive Pro Day and NFL Draft as well.
Jay and David, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on today. And, of course, happy Pie Day to everyone out there. And I really appreciate it.
Josh Dobbs joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.